Cuban much more. Today is Thursday, December 21, 2023. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, assured this Thursday that the shock plan announced the day before in the National Assembly will not affect citizens and justified that the main thing is economic recovery. Díaz-Canel wrote on the social network. This was the president's first reaction to the package of measures announced on Wednesday by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, which includes an increase in the price of fuel, electricity, gas, drinking water, and other services, in addition to the end of the universal subsidy on ration card products. The Cuban president stated in his message that our main task is economic recovery. The measures announced yesterday will give a necessary leap in the economy. We will make more revolution and more socialism. The Cuban government confirmed for 2024 one of its largest macroeconomic adjustment plans in decades, which seeks to cut state spending by raising prices subsidized by the state. The permanent link with the population, listening to their concerns, not only in formal spaces but in everyday life, are elements that should characterize the deputies of the National Assembly of People's Power of Cuba today. For Representative Odisel Richards of the capital's La Lisa municipality, the current context of the island demands that everyone do what they have to do in their little bit to help guarantee that next year's projections in the economy be made effective. The legislator considered it of vital importance to strengthen the involvement of citizens in the control processes of what was approved by the Assembly on economic measures and for local development. As to the approval of the set of draft laws in the legislature associated with the requests and complaints of the population, public health, and military prosecutor's office, it meant that these regulations are of great interest to the population, who will be reflected in what is stipulated. The state budget of Cuba in 2024, even in the midst of difficult economic conditions, will ensure the continuity of social programs that guarantee the universal access of the population to basic services, it emerged here today. The Cuban Minister of Finance and Prices, Vladimir Reguero, in the second ordinary period of sessions of the National Assembly of Popular Power, assured that, for this purpose, the projection of the maximum total expenses is 480,708 million pesos. Reguero explained that this planning not only ensures the main sectors and social programs such as public health, education, culture, sports, assistance and social security, but also covers financing demands from the business sector and expenses associated with the public debt. Approximately 26% of the spending on social activity will be allocated to the health system. In addition, the budget will also support the enrollment of 1,388,000 students in preschool, primary, general, secondary, technical, and professional education, and to higher education will support expenses for an enrollment of 389,392 students. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.